We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man.
Our buddies, the Old Number Fives, they actually have a new album coming out like in the next week or
Oh, nice. All right. Is this going to be on it?
I would hope so. I would hope that'd be the headliner track. That's Hey Matt for the Royal Skipper. Brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, that's CenturyRoofingKC.com.
And I think we got to start it off with, is Vinny's groin sore after that stretch over there at first base?
That
I don't know
watching.
That I don't know that I've ever seen, like, you talk about some of the great first basemen of all time, anybody do that kind of stretch maneuver that Vinny had yesterday.
Man, there were two great plays there, weren't there? I mean,
yeah.
The one from the throw from Bobby, that was a really good stretch, and then the, you know, that the play to start the ninth from both Massey recovering, you know, when he kind of fumbled it or it got underneath him, and then Vinny picking it too. Those were two obviously huge plays in the game, but really athletic plays as well.
Did we know that Vinny was this athletic, if you will,
flexible
and like I he's impressing me with his glove. I'm having wow moments with him over there at first base. I guess, you know, I thought he'd be more like a Mike Sweeney type of guy at first base, have a real good bat and you know, been kind of an average fielder, but my God, Vinny is showing that he can really play first base.
Well, the one thing you got to give him credit for, he puts in a ton of work. I mean, he came in, well, it goes back to the off season, but also all spring. He's been hungry for more work. He and Jose spend a ton of time together. He and Vance spend a ton of time together. So they're doing a lot. I mean, he's taking a lot of pride in it. And when you, as you know, you put a lot of work into something, you're going to improve at it. And he's doing well. Now, I don't think last year we got to see, you know, his full capabilities in the brief amount of time he played because of the shoulder and just, you know, he's dealing with a lot last year at the beginning of the year. So I think this is probably, you know, the best he's been. And it's, you know, hopefully just the start.
Bobby said at the end of the game with the old pants, he probably would not have been able to do that. So as much as we've complained about the uniforms, maybe they're paying off.
Did he really say that? I didn't hear that.
He did.
Might not have been able to stretch with the old pants.
The old pants.
Yeah.
Well, they had their socks up yesterday, too, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you I don't mind these. Like, change it up. Do whatever you got to do. Call it superstitious, what have you. Like, just change a little something. I'm a big buyer in that. Why not? Were you a low sock, high sock guy when you played? Do you even pay attention to yourself now, or do you just throw on your pair of pants?
Well, when I played, it was a rule. We all had to wear them up. That was the thing in the minor leagues when I played, and they've gone away from that since. I mix it up. I still have a pair of the short pants I wear every now and then.
Yeah, you got to go with it's the older I've gotten.
So were you on board yesterday? Did you have that? Did you go back high socks yesterday with the rest of them?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't know they were going to do that. Yeah. I was, you know, they come out in the dugout. It's a little bit, disconcerting when you see them come out like that, and you're thinking where they think their socks is the reason we lost. You know, three games in a row. So let's just stick to the baseball.
But they won with those socks. Yeah, yeah. And you know how baseball is, Matt. You got these superstitions, right?
I know. But I've always thought, like, if our undergarments are the reason we're winning or losing, we have bigger problems. Yeah.
So what was it over those three games? And if it wasn't the socks, I mean, what was it, just being outmatched by maybe a better team at this point in time? Or what was it?
No, it's probably just the socks. You're right.
You're right. Exactly. It comes back to the socks.
Back to Vinny's stretch for like a second, guys, because the stretch of it was great. I thought more about how do you get up from that?
Well, that is the good question. You know what I mean? Like, yes, yeah.
Like I could see like falling into that position accidentally, but then it's how
how do you get
who's
up?
Who's helping me up was my next reaction.
Well, he's a lot younger than us.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was impressive.
I would have liked to have seen somebody come up and have to and then, lift him.
About a week ago, in a win that followed on like last night, we saw a glimpse of this team's mentality on the on-field TV interview. Vinny said, was asked a question about bouncing back, and he strongly insisted. He's like, we don't bounce back. We're just a good team. And was real kind of adamant with it, which was kind of cool. Have you seen this kind of attitude on a daily basis? Like, yeah, this is what we do. Don't expect there to be any kind of surprises. We are good.
Well, that's a good belief to have in yourself. You know, I mean, you know, you guys have watched this for a long time. I mean, baseball seasons are the epitome of ups and downs. You know, you're going to go through losing streaks. Teams that win 100 games are going to lose 4, 5, 6 in a row at some point. I mean, that's just the nature of baseball in the big leagues because you're competing against other good teams every night. But to have the mentality that we do turn the page and we come back the next day, whether we win or lose, that's what this team is embracing. And that's what I fully believe in that, whether that's baseball or life. Like you get up the next day and you go on, whether it's good or bad the day before, you need to just embrace that. And some of it's challenging. Some of it's when you're going well, you have to keep yourself in check at times. Overall, what these guys are embracing is just coming in one day after the other and just competing the best they can, you know. Some days you're going to get beat, and other days you're going to have something go your way, and we just need to be ready to take advantage of opportunities we get.
And you guys did that last night, and that's what I think I like most about that game. I mean, how Guerrero missed that ball, or I don't know what happened at that point in time. They were saying maybe the scoreboard light that his hand got in the way. Like, I don't know, baseball excuse 101, he dropped it. And then you guys kick the door down, and not only did you tie the game, but you took the lead, and you used that error, and you said, all right, this is our opportunity. And you didn't pass on that opportunity. I thought that was great last night.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes back before that play. I mean, that's when we scored the runs, but I mean, that Waka was working really hard. I mean, he was battling to keep us in that game. That's a really tough lineup to navigate. And he, you know, came out of there. He had given up one, you know, Stratton comes in with the bases loaded. We get out of there giving up one more run. So the game is completely in reach. It's 2-0, you know, and then the opportunity presents itself and Bobby came through. You know, Michael got the hit to get Bobby to the plate. And, you know, he came through with the big double. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into giving us that opportunity. And, you know, Waka was a big part of that too. But yeah, to take advantage of the error and to do it right away is, you know, really opportunistic.
Are you to the point where I am now? And again, I get a little hyperbolic with this. When Bobby got up to the plate, I'm like, oh, he's definitely getting a base hit. He's breaking this game open. Like, have you gotten to that point where now it's just expected that he's going to deliver?
Well, I certainly feel good when he's up there. You know, if he doesn't come through, it's not like you're disappointed in him as a person. It's like, you know, there's like we just talked about, excuse me, failure is a part of the game. And, you know, the guy on the other side of the field in that case last night led the league in strikeouts last year. You know, he's a seasoned veteran major league pitcher. So it's not just Bobby coming through. You know, he's got to do it against a really good guy on the other side of the field. So I'm excited when it happens. I think it's, you know, great for him. It's great for the team. It's something that we do expect from him and he expects from himself. But it's It's not going to happen every time, but I'm sure glad it happened last night.
Matt Cotrera, Royals manager, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals back in action tonight against Toronto. 6:40 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern has your on-deck show tonight at 5:30. Does facing the Blue Jays make you feel old like it does me? Like everybody's kid is playing? Like I see that team and I'm like, oh man, I remember Dad. I feel my age when I see the Jays.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the all-dad team there. I mean, with Barsho and Biggio and Guerrero. Yeah, I mean, their dads could probably still hang in there pretty good with some of the guys in the big league rosters. But it is interesting as a baseball fan, you know, to see the kids of those guys that you watched as a young guy playing in the big leagues. It's very interesting.
It's also interesting to see how the kids are like better than Dad too. I mean, like we're approaching to be better than Dad. Like Bobby's better than his dad. You can tell him I said that. I don't care, right? But
well, I want to motivate him. I would say, you're not your dad yet. Oh, see, I'd be the other one. I'd be going the other way.
Hey, he's up there, right? He's challenging to be in that category as the next George Brett, if you will, and legitimately can claim that. But you go around that Blue Jays diamond, you're like, I love watching Vladimir Guerrero, Biggio, all of these guys when we were younger, and now you're seeing your son. It's like the ultimate I feel old moment, right? Like, you start, like, did you have, what was the first moment you had with that where you're like, damn, I'm old, I played with your dad type of thing? Yeah,
you know, that was feeling old started a long time ago for me. But I mean, I don't know, those guys, you know, Vladdy and Biggio, those guys are Hall of Famers, so
yeah,
I'm not sure their kids still have, you know, some ground to cover there, but they certainly are talented guys. And you know, who knows what it's like to come up in that environment where that's expected of you, you know, and your dad's one of the best players of all time, you know, and you know, Bichette's dad was an amazing hitter. Mm-hmm. You know, so who knows? I don't, and even Varsho's dad was a good major league player too. You know, I don't know what it would be like to come up in that environment with those expectations, but those guys have handled it extremely well.
Is that a rule for the Blue Jays? Like, your dad had to have been a Hall of Famer or close to a Hall of Famer if we're not drafting you?
That would be a tough model to follow long term for a draft.
But it does matter, though, doesn't it, Matt, to have that? Like, look at Patrick Mahomes. His dad, obviously not a Hall of Famer, but he was around that clubhouse. Like, do you see the difference between guys who grew up in the game, so to speak, versus guys who didn't grow up in the game?
Not necessarily, because some guys grew up, you know, their dads were high school coaches or college coaches, or, you know, just being around sports is probably something you see a difference in. But then, you know, way more guys in the big leagues have dads that are just normal dads and work regular jobs. You know, way more of the percentage that way. More attention is given to the guys that, you know, their dads were in the game, but way more often is the opposite. And, you know, I think it's more just how you're raised in life lessons and how you fit into a clubhouse rather than necessarily being in sports.
You going to watch the NFL draft tomorrow? You expect the Chiefs to trade up, and if they don't, will you want to fire their general manager?
I will not want to fire their general manager. That'll be interesting. I mean, I didn't realize until a couple days ago that it's in Detroit, and that's why we have a day game Friday. So,
I was wondering that. Like,
that's right. Day game 12:10 on Friday. Yeah.
So I guess it starts tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting in there when it's. We don't stay downtown, so we probably won't see it tomorrow unless the guys are heading over there somehow. But, I'll be tuned in. It's exciting to see that. And I know it was here last year. We were on the road, but I know it's exciting to follow that.
Yeah, but because I guess the stadium is relatively close to where they're doing it. I think they're doing the draft downtown. So, yeah, you guys might be in the hub. That's kind of cool. I was like, why are they playing a day game on Friday in Detroit? Because I've always maintained, and John Sherman doesn't listen to me on this one, I think 1 o'clock games on Friday are the way to go at home. I love that Wrigley Friday day game experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm guessing that started before there were lights in their field.
Maybe.
So that's probably a main reason for that. But yeah, I don't know of any other team that consistently does that.
Right. So I thought maybe Detroit was trying something. Then obviously, the draft is going on. I didn't even think about that. So have fun in Detroit and go get a couple of wins up there and take care of the Blue Jays the rest of the way.
All right. I just want to call you out, though, Bob. 2 weeks ago, you said you were going to do the baseball card thing every week.
Oh, I got it. Hang on.
Yeah. That's good. I got to find the box. That's good recall by you.
Yeah. He didn't do it last week either. So.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right. Let's see. Okay, all right.
You need to put that box back on the counter.
I know, on the counter.
It's out of
here.
Sight right now.
All right. I've got a 1988 Yankee. Oh, I gave it away. I can't do that. Son of a gun.
Yeah, the game is pick the team.
Len Sakata. Mm. All right. How about a 1988 Topps Chuck Crim? C-R-I-M.
Oh, boy. Chuck Crim. Oof,
that's a good one. I know the name, but the team, Chuck Crim, we're going to say the Tigers.
No, on this card, he is a member of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
Milwaukee Brewers. All right, here's another one.
I shouldn't have asked you because I got it wrong.
Yeah, here's an 89 Dunruss, Scott May.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance. Texas
Met.
Rangers.
No. Okay.
And let's leave you with a well, that's not an easy one there. Here's an easy one, I think.
Oh boy.
I just saw him on the television actually. 1989 Topps, Dave Valley.
Mariners.
You got it.
There you go.
See, that's how you
there
leave on go. A high note, right?
All right. Yep.
All right.
One for three.
There you go. that's
Hall,
a Hall of
Hall
Famer.
Famer. You're a Hall
All
Famer.
Right, guys.
Thanks, Skip.
See ya, Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.